Does your computer sound like this? Well, imagine if it sounded like this.
Greetings! This is the MIDI Music Adventure Show, if it lets me type it into the messenger. And, yes, we are here. This will be sort of a shorter show, because I need to turn that down a little bit. Well, I have to cook dinner tonight, because I got an awesome new grill, and I plan to cook with it, so... Yes, I got one of those big green egg grills. You heard of these?
What is it?
It's called the Big Green Egg.
I have not heard of it.
Well, it's basically one of like the better, if not probably the best, ceramic outdoor cooker that there is. So you can like do anything with it. Use it as a grill. Use it as an oven. It's pretty cool. Smoke stuff with it. So, it's pretty neat.
Not bad.
So, tonight I'm going to do some beer can whole chicken and with some mesquite smoke and should be tasty, I hope.
Very nice.
Yes. So, let's see. I wanted to play this new game called The Wolf Among Us a little bit, which is pretty neat. It's Telltale's newest game after, like, I guess The Walking Dead. It's basically the same type of gameplay style from them as The Walking Dead. But, you know, a new story that has nothing to do with that. It's pretty cool. It's like, you play as, Big B Wolf in a place in New York called Fabletown.
And no such place that I'm aware of.
Yes. Well, DC Comics owns it. I know that. It's like a Vertigo DC comic story. So Big B Wolf. Oh, geez, well, let's see. Fabletown, Big B Wolf. Who could that be? Okay, so he's the big bad wolf.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, there was a TV show not long ago. I never really saw it, but this game reminds me of this TV show because I know my mom used to watch it. It was like a TV show where it's like all like fairy tale / fable characters. And it was like a drama or something with them.
You're not thinking of Once Upon a Time, are you?
I don't know. It was something where it was like, the TV show I'm talking about, I know they had like Rumpelstiltskin was in it. And I don't know. All the characters took a human form. Some of them.
And they go back and forth between medieval times and modern.
Well, that was that show. So
that's probably Once Upon a Time.
Okay.
Taylor is absolutely obsessed with it.
Ah, that seemed like a cool idea, I thought, but I never had time to ever watch it. So the game is kind of like that. So maybe she wants to listen in. The only difference is there's no real, like, going back. Like, everything's just in the quote-unquote present, I guess. At least so far. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's definitely a different storyline because that's owned by Disney.
Yeah,
that property is.
This one's basically an MA-rated game, so...
No.
that puts it into perspective for you, which is pretty cool. Let's see, what else is going on? I found another cool, I was trying this out at work, really cool, remote login thing called Splashtop.
Huh.
And their codec is so good, you could actually play. I was playing Diablo 3 on my home machine from my work machine. I was very impressed. They're doing streaming. It was pretty impressive, I thought. So that was kind of neat.
Is it rendering through the GPU?
Yes.
No?
That's my understanding, is they're doing the same thing NVIDIA's been doing.
Except it should, in theory, support whatever you can put on the desktop.
Well, the only trick with theirs is that the 3D has to be in windowed mode.
Well, that would make sense.
It doesn't take anything that goes full screen.
Well, yeah, most things like that won't.
Yeah, which is a shame, because I think it would be cool if I didn't have to try and hack my game so that it's in window, so that it would work with that thing. What else? Well, I got the Roland RO5 recorder and the binaural mics to go with it, which you can hear now.
There you go.
Although they're not on my head, so the binaural effect is obviously just lost. They're basically just being used as stereo, but I muted the main mic. I'll turn the main mic back on and stop those. But maybe I got a couple of recordings. Maybe I'll play some of those really quick. Oh, that's exciting. Okay. Where is that? I'll use the ones from the Dropbox folder. So I think we'll play a couple of these. Could be entertaining for a moment.
I have to admit that I never got a chance to listen to those.
Yeah. Yes, these could be, what's funny is that, I don't even, remember what I'm doing on some of these, so embarrassment couldn't sue, but hey,
you could have disseminated private company information.
Let's see if I got one that was kind of cool. Was I was just walking to lunch at work, and they were doing some stuff outside, and they were playing music and stuff. And I was walking by there. That was kind of neat. But I'm trying to figure out which one that is. So the other thing, this could be entertaining. Here's a file that I called Starting Up the Lawnmower. And the first sound...
I have no idea what could be in this recording.
Yeah, the first sound you'll hear will be my neighbor mowing. That's much quieter than I'd like. Why would it be so quiet? Well, because that's much further away. Even so, I'll gain it up a little bit. It's pretty neat, though. Those mics work really good. It sounds like you're there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if we fast forward. It's walking around in the shed.
Weird. Kind of hard to hear what you're saying.
Well, because to make it to make sure it wouldn't clip, I have to turn it, you know, in, you know, low volume mode. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's more to pick up the loud noise than quiet stuff like me talking. So, I thought that was kind of neat. So now we're mowing the lawn.
Oh, God.
And then it'll stop in a moment. Fast forward. And shut it. Let's see. This file... Walking outside. Now, somewhere in here, I start. That's my dad's walking around with the blower. And then we walk past that.
How invisible the monitoring is. It doesn't sound like you're turning it on, because you hear what's outside. It's pretty amazing.
Let's fast forward. There we go. Basketball.
Ooh. A
terrible shot. There we go.
Oh my God, man! If we ever get together in person, it's on. I'd probably kick your ass up and down the court.
I'm afraid to like try and run with these things. They might fall off my ears or something. So I'm just playing it casual. Oh, that's in the yard.
Let's fast forward to the end.
Air ball. I think that's enough embarrassment for now. So, the ball back.
Nice.
Now we'll go take a dip in the hot tub.
Ooh, water.
Ooh, that's cold. But this isn't. That's still pretty cold. Haven't warmed up yet.
Wow, that sounds good.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? Try this file. I think this is when I went Yeah, I think this is me walking to lunch. From my office to the student center where the cafeteria is. And I did get, I have a second pair of the mics now as a backup.
Oh, nice.
So now it's like I can take these ones and beat them up and not have to worry about it. They really pick up, like, a lot. It's pretty impressive.
That it is.
Getting closer to the green, as we call it. Sort of the central area between all the main buildings on the campus. They always play terrible music, but what can you do? These kids today.
Damn, kids! God, that's a weird ambiance. Walking next to somebody in high heels, are you?
Let's see, there was one. Oh, this one. Let's see if I get to the right spot here. This was pretty funny. I have a 24 minute almost recording driving home from my friend's house.
Oh.
And I get behind like some Subaru that sounds ridiculous. It must have been one of those boxer engines or whatever they are, but because they sound really weird. It's just a very strange sounding engine. So let's see. We're not going to listen to the whole 24 minutes. Let's try and get to the... It's pretty funny.
No, it didn't stop. Stupid traffic.
Ruining some good. Welcome to Jersey.
Yeah.
It's basically like New York.
Junk all over the back of this thing. It's hilarious. At least he's got an American flag on the back of it, which is nice. So I can't fault him for that.
Have you ever seen the movie Anger Management?
Sure, yes.
Do you remember that scene where they stop in the middle of the highway and start singing "I Feel Pretty"?
Yeah.
That's what I'm picking up right now. Burn in hell, eat shit, and die.
Oh well. Road's not opening up. Oh, now the people in the right lane are slowing down. Maybe I'll go to frickin' the next stop.
This is funny.
Ooh.
I just took the exit at 100 miles an hour. I passed all those people.
Did you really?
I mean, it was 60 miles an hour. Honest.
I was gonna say that could have been a problem.
Then I think now I open the windows.
I want to open the windows again for.
Not bad.
Open the windows halfway. So this will be a very strange recording to listen to. Oh god, I probably shouldn't ever put this online. This thing sure makes you talk to yourself a lot.
Where's the next stop sign? And then we'll start the game after this, I think.
Mm-hmm. I opened this, the door window is all the way. I don't see any more rain of any significance. I'm going to have to look up and see what exactly is the safety for these microphones regarding water. I'm imagining not good. So, but I don't know. If I can get something for them and then actually use them in the room, that would be nice.
Okay.
I should order just another pair down the road just for fun and backup.
Nice! That is your own vehicle, I take it?
Yeah.
What are you driving?
I got the tuned 335i coupe, so it's probably upwards between 375 and 400 horsepower.
Nice.
It's a stage 3 dyno tuned car.
Gotta watch out for deer on this road.
Reminds me a wee bit of being in the brother in my younger brother's Porsche 944 a week or two before we before I left. Not quite that level of tuned performance, but
then again,
the 944 was never muffled quite that well.
Yeah. Well, this is still, I still have the stock exhaust on this car.
What I'm gonna do to make normalizing this easier is I'll just break it up.
That didn't happen. Let's fast forward to the end of this road. All right, I'm downshifting.
There's nothing like a fun, fast car. Now there's another sign on the frickin' front of our yard. I don't know how I feel about that.
Okay, that was entertaining. All right, so let's see if there's anything else in here that's entertaining. Not for now, maybe later. I gotta tag these so I know what's in them. So now we'll start the game. The Wolf Among Us. You hear it all right?
Yep.
All right. Click anywhere to begin. even though we're not going to show you a mouse cursor at this title screen, so you don't know if you're clicking anywhere. Anyway, it should say click to begin.
Click to begin, yes.
Because on this screen, they don't give me a mouse cursor.
I hate click to begin, though, because it makes me feel all isolated and cut off from the world.
They might as well just said press start to play.
On the PC, yeah.
Actually, on Remember Me, it says press start / enter.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
What about those old Sid Meier games that said, press selector to continue?
I don't know. Oh, there's the mouse. Let's check the settings here. I'm going to lower the music volume to 80%. Hopefully that will work out sufficiently. Previous menu, let's play. Okay. Trying to like scroll all the way to the beginning. Here we go. Restart episode. All right. This game series adapts to the choices you make. The story is tailored by how you play. Isn't that nice? Once upon a time in New York City, there lived a community of fairy tale characters known as Fabletown. The Fables who lived there arrived hundreds of years ago after they were exiled from their homelands. Through the use of a magic spell called Glamour, they have protected their secret community from the mundane world. Sheriff Bigby Wolf protects them from each other.
Today again, if you missed it, a record for the date. Hottest ever in June. 103 now, and that humidity looks low, but remember, the hotter the air is, the more moisture it can hold. So 103 with 31% humidity is a lot more humid than, say, 73 with 31% humidity. And it is muggy out there.
Alright, so he's in a taxi, riding to somewhere. This guy. The Wolf Among Us. Ooh. Ah. All 30% of one of my graphics cards are belong to this.
yeah, that says something, doesn't it?
Well, it's V-Sync. Oh, no, wait. That's incorrect, because it's running the graphics card at 327 megahertz instead of, like, 1150.
Bigby!
That's too bad.
No, I don't look human. It's a problem, I'll get it. I'll just
it's Mr. Toad.
For just a second to see what kind of damage this drunk shit is doing. Just cut me a break, yeah? I'll get me glamour first thing in the morning.
So probably I'm going to do this a lot because it's like my own. It's like cheating practically, because every time they put up a choice, there's like a time limit. But if I pause it, I can think about my choices. So responses or whatever. So I guess right now we're not happy that this guy doesn't look like a human. So our choices are, I'm looking at a 3-foot toad, enough excuses toad, no harm done, or say nothing.
No harm done.
That's my own. Look, no harm done. I'll give you a pass, but listen. If you can't afford to look human, you're going to the farm. It's as simple as that.
The farm was capitalized.
You can't send me up to live with those animals.
Not Langley, Virginia.
Do you know what I mean?
I don't know.
Go see a witch. Get a glamour. Bigby, they're bleeding me dry, mate. The quality of the spell goes down, but the rates keep climbing up.
Do you have any idea how much it costs to have an entire family in Glamour?
I don't make the rules. Get it fixed. Not my problem. Silence. I'm going to go with silence this time.
Okay.
Ah,
it's not even
tough.
Really worth dwelling on at this point. You're telling me to get it together.
Yep.
Whatever it costs, it's worth it. You don't want me catching you out of Glamour again.
Ah!
Fucking hell!
Something just
See?
Got
this is
thrown
what I
out
told
of a
you
window.
About, Sheriff. You're just gonna stand there, do something, Bigby, before he completely tears up the place.
So, what am I walking into exactly?
I chose that option.
The woodsman's on another bender.
Ah.
He's been going on like that for hours. Turn this place to dust if you let him. He's in a fucking rage.
The woodsman, huh? Doesn't
this
sound like a friend.
Stroke, Big B.
Of
he
the
has
big bad
to go.
Wolf.
So what set him off?
Who knows what it was this time? Man's got a hair trigger. I avoid him as much as possible.
When did he start drinking?
Not sure he ever stopped.
Fuck you!
I didn't know anyone else was up there.
Looks like we're going upstairs. Mr. Toad's waving us by.
Furry prick of shite.
Ah.
Tell me how to spend my money.
What a jerk.
Dad, the lights are shaking again.
What did I say? You want a big bad wolf to take you away?
No.
That's right, run away.
Then get the fuck back inside.
Yeah, he's afraid of the big bad wolf. This is hilarious. Okay.
You're gonna know who I fucking am, you hear me?
Oh my.
Hey, look at me.
Okay, there's a matchbook on the floor. I want to pick that up.
Let's go.
That is an annoying sound.
Take a look. Take a good look.
Okay, we have the option knock on the door or kick it down.
Get off of me.
Kick it down.
All right.
God damn you!
Ah.
No way!
Whoa, whoa,
now.
Whoa, whoa, hey, hey!
You yes. got something on your face.
Fuck are you talking about, you stupid cunt?
She's spitting blood at him.
I'll fucking kill you!
All right, bite you.
He knocked me back.
What are you gonna fucking do, huh? Get the fuck out of the way,
people. This is your last warning. You're drunk. Threaten him or nothing. I'm gonna go
You're
with.
Drunk.
Oh, I was gonna go with threaten him.
Okay.
Or you get the axe again.
Woody, I'm gonna break your fucking face.
Is that a fact?
Yeah, that's a fact.
You got a shit fucking memory, Wolf. That's not how it went last time.
This isn't last time.
Oh, yeah. W! To dodge his punch. I click on his back. Yes. How about throw him at the sink? There you go. He's got a knife now. Maybe the sink
please
was
tell
a mistake.
Me, please tell me the sink broke.
A little bit. Dodging his knife attacks. All right, there we go. Oh, now the sink's totally destroyed.
For punishment?
How about the bookcase? He tried to hit me with a freaking lampshade. Or post. Oh, that didn't work. How about the couch? A nice soft couch. Well, maybe it's not so soft.
Nice soft couch.
At least it's a fucking challenge.
Punch him in the face. Punch him in the face some more. In the throat, that's better. Throw him at the bed. All right. Punching him repeatedly now, apparently. Oh, he's got his axe. That's probably bad. I dodge it. Yes. My axe now. Well, I guess I won.
you should probably get out of here.
Look, I'm not leaving until I get what's mine.
You're not getting shit, bitch.
Huh?
I'll fucking put you in the ground.
Say that word
wow.
One more time.
What? Bitch?
What did I say?
Apparently, the wolf is a ladies' man. Go figure.
Yeah. Fucking shit. You broke my jaw, you bastard.
And still you talk.
Fuck
yes.
You.
Shit.
What the hell is going on? What happened?
A little misunderstanding that turned into a real shit show. Don't worry, you saw the best bits.
There's more where that came from, girly.
Knock it off! What are you doing here?
These lips are sealed.
Okay.
What's your name?
Whatever you'd like it to be, handsome.
Don't make this more difficult than it has to be.
Sorry, Sheriff. Wouldn't want to add any difficulty to your night.
Why was he hitting you?
He asked me if I recognized him, knew who he was. I said I didn't. He started beating on me. Then you showed up, started beating on him. Thought about cover it, hun?
I'm the woodsman, you whore. I saved Little Red Riding Hood from this monster. I cut this fucker open and filled his belly full of stones and threw him in the fucking river. That's who the fuck I am, you stupid bitch.
Wow. You need some readjustment.
Come on.
Well, apparently we've thrown both out the window, and now we're waking up. Right onto somebody's car, apparently.
Shit.
Oh, there's Mr. Toad.
Hey, Toad.
My car.
Yeah. Give me a second.
Oh, no, by all means. Take your time.
Sorry about the car. We ended up going out the window. Couldn't be avoided.
I can't be mad at you. I called you, and you come to help. I can't be mad. But even when you help, things end up more fucked than they started. Well, at least you're not fucking dead.
Uh-oh. Apparently, they're trying to choke each other.
I know you're fucking in there. Come on out, you fucking dog. I'll fix you out of your misery. You fucking lumbro.
I guess he's trying to get us to turn into the big bad wolf. Uh-oh, his eyes are turning yellow. What, that something hit? Ah, the girl hit him in the back of the head with his axe.
Nice.
What are you doing?
I'm just getting what he owes me. You all right back there? I mean, your eyes and the teeth? You're not really supposed to do that, are you?
Not if I can avoid it.
Great.
The guy's got an axe in his brain. He's not feeling that.
It's more for me. He'll be fine.
I'll kill you, you fucking bitch.
Let me help you.
Ooh.
He's had enough.
He's a fable. Son of a bitch can take plenty.
Aha! I guess we're removing the axe from his head.
Shit. Just come on.
and she's in an alley trying to light a cigarette. And yeah, we chose the light her cigarette option. Hooray.
Thanks.
Who do you work for, really?
Ah!
These lips are sealed. Sorry.
Got paused for a second there.
Hey, you like my ribbon?
Beautiful.
Thank you.
I feel like we've met before.
We probably have. We all sort of knew each other at one point or another. But things change, I guess.
I guess.
Toad's car's license plate says totally.
Stop. We don't have to make any more of a thing out of it
than
it
already
is.
He hit you. He needs to pay for that.
He's got nothing to give, Sheriff. I checked. Besides, I just swung an axe into the guy's head. I'd say we're even.
Maybe I should be arresting you.
I'm not going to be doing this for much longer. So, now's your chance.
Huh.
How much was it he owed you?
100.
I'm guessing it'd be bad for you to show up empty-handed.
I'll be fine.
Let's see, I've got, it's 20, 40, 7, 8, 58. It's all I got. It'll help, right? Take it.
It's okay. I'll be fine. You've done enough, really.
Just take the money, okay?
You got me out of a bad situation back there. Thanks.
I'm still gonna need a statement.
I have to go drop off what I have.
Meet me back at my office, then.
It's a little late for an office visit, Sheriff. I'll swing by your apartment.
How do you know where
you live in the smallest apartment in the Woodlands. Everyone knows that.
Good to know.
You should get cleaned up. You look like shit. And I don't use that term lightly. Some of these look pretty bad.
I clean up okay.
I'll believe it when I see it. Hey. I need to tell you something.
What is it?
You're not as bad as everyone says you are.
Aha!
I'll see you around, Wolf.
All right, then. Aha. Oh, well. Oh, Telltale Games presents. I guess now the game is starting. That was, like, just the beginning.
Yeah.
So he's just, like, walking through the city back to his apartment, I guess, is, like, all that's happening visually. Episode 1, Faith. But I think I have to stop there. Because I have to make dinner.
Sounds like a similar situation around here. We have to get things going as well.
Yeah. So, that was entertaining. And
it was.
Sir Mars said, "Fables sound rather squishy."
Yeah.
During the fight scene. That's funny. Yes. So, that's pretty much it for today. Tune in next time. And either we'll play more of I Have No Mouth and I Must Scream, or maybe this, or something else.
Sounds like a plan.
Yes. Good bee.